views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about something that everyone experiences on a daily basis, misinformation. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, everyone knows that misinformation exists, but can we know when we're getting bad information in a specific situation?
Well, that's what this show is about. But what most people don't know is that we all have a natural lie detector.
A what? I didn't get the memo. Is there a natural lie detector?
It's not a where question, but we do use, we do have the ability to use our known natural lie detector.
So that means to know when somebody's lying to us, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So, tell us more about that, Jason.
Well, the way to find out if someone's lying, our natural lie detector is can help us with judging character. It can help us understanding the behavior of others and knowing what to expect from them in a way that's reasonable for them. We think about this in terms of parenting. You know, what can we really reasonably expect from our child? And sometimes we overexpect or even underexpect, and it's because we don't see them as they really are. You know, it's the same part of ourselves that helps us understand lies.
Okay. So, you know, one of the most common requests that we get from our clients is to look at people and do a form of a profile. You know, by the way, almost instantaneously, so that our clients can see the people that are in their lives more objectively.
What do you mean instantaneously?
Well, meaning that if somebody's standing in front of me, I can take a look at them and tell you 10 things about them that they're not wearing on their sleeve.
We do that all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and people think it's, I know it's one of the impressive things that we do. We frankly don't think it's that big a deal just because we know that everyone has this ability.
And by the way, neither one of us use an arrogance to do this with. We're doing this because we know what we see.
And that's why we use the term intuition or intuitive.
Right.
Because intuition is natural to human beings. Okay. And everyone should have this ability to a certain degree.
Okay. So, all right, Jason. What is a natural lie detector and how do you or I or the audience develop it?
Well, intuition isn't developed as much as it is uncovered.
Oh, that might be our, what's that called, mission statement?
Well, not really, but it's probably not a mission statement, but it's a truth that we traffic in a lot.
Okay.
All of our clients, and I think I can use the word all, the ones that we've been working with for a while, their intuition starts to develop. It starts to explode.
I call it blossoming.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And frankly, it's also refers back to us too, because most people, that it's either like you have it or you don't. Well, no.
No, we, by the way, we all have access to it. I want to say that.
Exactly.
We really, really do.
And it's not static.
Okay.
It grows and develops and moves. And one of the things that, a little known factoid here, but most people who are naturally intuitive, clairvoyant, mediums, psychics, all those terms, I've never met anybody that says that they constantly develop it. And the reason is they don't see it as that. But we know that by removing this negative energy in your essence, it gets refined, it gets developed, and it's far more acute. I know, you know, I say this about Patricia all the time because I can, you know, I'm close and I can see her. But she's always been extremely intuitive. But since she's been using the ecosystem approach for the last 20 years, her abilities has exploded. It's almost
it's all over the walls and stuff. Yeah, everybody,
it's hard to bear. And frankly, for me too. I mean, it's just, you know, this stuff is really easy for us, and it happens naturally, and we don't work on it. You know, remember that we talked about the Psychic Warrior book one time about a remote viewing, and the guy developed his ability by getting hit in the head with a machine gun bullet.
Not something we recommend.
It changed his ability, and all of a sudden his intuition came up. But he was doing crazy things, you know, having these psychotic breaks for days at a time. He got divorced. He'd wake up in the middle of the night on his lawn yelling and screaming. That's not the way you develop intuition. You develop it naturally and organically based on who you are, and you don't have to worry about becoming crazy.
Yeah. Jason, what is the most difficult lie?
The one you tell to yourself. And, you know, the way you develop your intuition is by understanding how you're programmed, how that programming creates negative energy in your essence, and then you start to uncover that negative energy, and what you see is who you are in a way that's objective. Now, a lot of people, most people that we've worked with have said, okay, I see myself so much more clearly. Yuck. You know, I'm paraphrasing, but they see themselves more clearly, and what they start to see is that the lies that they've told themselves all these years. And I have to raise my hand. It happens for both Patricia and myself. True. All the things that we thought were true, and then we start to think, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Especially about ourselves.
Yes.
Now, but that process is really valuable, because as you start to see who you are and how you kind of perverted your own information, you created misinformation about yourself, then you see how other people create misinformation about themselves.
And that's, believe it, people are caught between a rock and a hard place here, because they're really afraid to see themselves. And then they want to just look at what other people are doing.
You know, a lie detector machine doesn't help you determine lies that people tell them to themselves.
Correct.
And this is... You know, the most important takeaway from this segment is the fact about programming.
Well, yeah.
And I want to talk a little bit more about programming, because it numbs you. And this is how it works.
Okay.
Programming says do it no matter how you feel. Okay. So if you keep doing things no matter how you feel, you numb out from your feelings. You naturally start to learn how to numb your feelings, or to push them out of the way so they don't get in the way.
Or if you've been abused because of your feelings, then you learn how to suppress them.
You know, when you're told to think or act in a certain way, that's programming.
Yes.
You know, if someone says, well, you should think this way, well, what you have to do, if you look at what the process then is, you say, well, the way I'm feeling or thinking right now, I push that aside and I'm going to think this way instead.
Right.
That is programming. And when you do it, it really dumbs you down in terms of your emotional intelligence and your intuition.
Well, also put in there that programming really blocks your intuition and the ability to judge character. So in other words, if it's blocked, then you're not making the best decisions for yourself in dealing with other people.
I mean, you know, the most common thing is, well, you know, what was I thinking when I married this person? Of course, I'm not talking about you, sweetie, but I've had two wives previous that I say that to myself all the time. What was I thinking? Well, it was lies I was telling to myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I had intuition back then also, but I didn't trust it. Yes. I was overthinking. I relied on my logic more than my intuition. If I felt something, I would talk myself out of it. You know, those are the things that keep you from really having highly developed intuition. And the truth is that when you program and suppress your emotions, when they do come out, they're like a dog who's been put in a cage for a week. You know, you let the dog out.
Just gonna go crazy.
Dog's gonna go crazy. Same thing with your emotions.
Intuition.
Most of us get these intuitive hits through our emotions.
Right.
And if they're out of control, if they've been suppressed, if they've been locked in the closet for so long, it's hard to trust what you get from your intuition. And frankly, you shouldn't.
Okay. So, Jason, we're going to do the key points just a little bit different today because we're going to kind of expand on them. What are the key points of this segment?
We all have a natural lie detector and character evaluator, but it's been suppressed.
And how has that been?
With programming.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Programming over a long period of time breaks down our natural lie detector.
Well, and when we're programmed over a long period of time, what happens is that we as humans, we break. We break down. We give in to the abuse from somebody who's doing somebody who's trying to overprocess us or program us.
Yes. We're much more susceptible to someone telling us, you know, your boss saying, oh, don't worry. I'll give you that raise.
Right.
It's coming.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
I'm sure no bosses have ever said that. Understanding. And the third key point is understanding how programming works is essential to preserving and restoring your intuition.
Love it.
So you can't restore your intuition unless you know how you program yourself, what things you do that is programming, and how to overcome that.
Okay. And the last one, Jason?
The ecosystem approach overcomes the negative effects of programming and develops intuition. When you use the ecosystem approach, the natural side effect of that is always greater intuition.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about how we suppress intuition and how to use intuition for lie detection. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo, live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class Facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit GlennaRice.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to talk about how we suppress intuition and then how to use intuition for a lie detection. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as the ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. You know, Jason, we talked about how our intuition is a natural lie detector, okay, a character evaluator, and how it allows us to understand others better and have reasonable explanations for their behaviors. So what happened to this natural ability that you say that we all have?
Well, if you go back to one of our shows, we called it Discovery. It was part one and two. We talked about how one of our amazing discoveries that we've had as intuitives is that 80% of almost everybody's essence is covered with negative energy. Even those people who have achieved greatness have 80% of their essence covered with negative energy. All that negative energy in your essence creates emotions that are out of control and over the top. Now, you know, you hear, especially listeners to this station, Transformation Talk Radio, you know, the ideas about following your heart and listening to your heart, those types of things. But those don't work if you've had a lot of emotions that have been suppressed and squelched and pushed down. It's hard to trust those having stuff come from your heart because it's too strong. It's too strong to be objective, too strong to be valuable.
Okay.
You know, I know for us, we get these emotional hits. Both Patricia and I are a little bit different. We're very different in terms of how we process our intuition, but we get these feelings, but they're very subtle. They're whispers. But when your emotions are out of control, they can be screaming at you and you can't hear the whispers. Or sometimes, because they're screaming, there are no whispers.
Well, and Jason, am I correct? You're saying it sounds like you're saying it's an either or, but you're really not.
It's a continuum.
It
goes from completely the complete inability to understand to hear that little voice to
understand your own emotions.
Yes. To understanding yourself and your intuition in ways that it's really valuable.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to be talking about our president right now, but, you know, I'm frustrated because of the misinformation that people accept. I'm flabbergasted. And that,
by the way, it prompted the show, everybody.
Yes. I'm flabbergasted by all this stuff that comes out that's just misinformation, propaganda. It's just not true.
Bold-faced lies.
Yes, and people accept it. You know, 40% of our country either accepts it or ignores it, neither of which is positive for
our country. Yes, exactly.
You know, and I see that the people that accept it have a lot of anger, hate, resentment, and other emotions that are out of control.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about whether they think it's true or not. They want it to be true.
Mm.
So that wanting it to be true affects our ability to say, that doesn't work for me. That's not right. That can't be right.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people would say, well, what about all these techniques that you can use for lie detection? For example, micro expressions. A lot of people have said, you know, if you look at if your eyes go up to the right or to the left, you know, it tells you something, whether someone's lying or not. You can look at their pupils, blah, blah, blah. All those things it's not that they don't work. In fact, there was a show about that where they did these scientific evaluations to determine if people were lying. The truth is, even in those shows, you could tell those people were using their intuition to support what they learned otherwise. But we have all these other things that we use to judge character, which are like machines. Like if you have a firm handshake, eye contact.
Well, that's programming, by the way.
Oh, yeah. If you dress in a certain way, it means a certain thing. No, it doesn't. You know, I know, I don't know if I've told you this story, but when my daughter was growing up, my second wife, who she hated, with good reason, his daughter hated. She saw her really clearly.
So out of the mouths of babes.
One of the things that she would say to her, and she would be yelling at her, said, you know, she would say, "You look me in the eye when I'm talking to you." And so my daughter did, and she learned how to do it. And I could see that when she was looking her in the eye, she was saying words that even as a 7-year-old, you should not supposed to say, but she did it and she learned it.
And I want to say something about that. The programming that was going on at that time, by the way, Jason, was in its way oblivious too. But the other thing it's a really big deal about it all is that the stepmother taught his daughter how to lie.
Well,
bold face in her eyes. She taught her, "You look me in the eye," but what she taught the daughter was how to lie by doing it.
Yes. And the truth is, the whole point of this little diatribe here is that people can create a firm handshake, eye contact. You know, one of the other stories that I like is that in the Army, they say they use this term squared away, that if your uniform was pressed and neat and everything was in its place and you look good and you had a certain walk about you.
If you look sharp, you are sharp.
You are sharp. And that is such a big lie. And I learned that very soon, you know, but so many people in the military believed it.
Okay.
And I could see so many people were working it because they look good and then they wouldn't perform.
All right. So Jason, the bottom line, well, next question from me. So how do you use intuition for lie detection and character assessment and creating reasonable expectations for behavior?
When you use the ecosystem approach, you need to clear enough to have your emotions that are not out of control.
Okay.
And that takes as long as it takes.
Mm.
You know, and it takes as long as it takes in certain areas. In some areas it'll be very quick.
Okay.
Some areas it won't.
Sure.
You have to use the clearing that's constant, consistent, and specific. And we talk about that all the time. And so that's how we do it. When we talk to someone, we get a hit.
Yeah.
Like, oh. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of times people show me a picture and I say, immediately I get, that person feels good. You know,
yes,
it's a very generalized way of seeing people. I say to people all the time, I like them or I don't like them. And I'm not really talking about, you know, whether I actually like them. I'm saying that their energy feels good to me or it doesn't feel good to me.
Yeah.
And then we start to drill down and get to be more specific things about their personality.
Right.
But the other thing is when you're judging character, and I know this may disappoint some of your listeners, but you have to understand your own authenticity to be able to judge someone else's authenticity. If you're faking it, if you're lying to yourself, how are you going to tell someone else who's faking it or conning you or just playing a role and not being authentic? You have to go through the process yourself first.
Absolutely. And you, it's really interesting. You know, Jason, I know you have a story about shame here, which, by the way, I don't know anybody who's never felt it. But this is a really good story.
Well, the point of the story, I'll give that to you first, is that self-knowledge is the key to developing your intuition and character assessment. And even creating...
Meaning your own character assessment.
Well, it starts there.
Okay.
And that allows you to do it with others.
I see.
Because once you see how you lie to yourself, mm-hmm. how you trick yourself, how you've deluded yourself, then you can start to see how other people do it. Because that's the hardest thing to see. When someone's openly lying to you with intention, that's easier to see than when people think or believe their own lies.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, and one of the things that... you know, one of the character assessment, in terms of character assessment, my dad wanted me to become an accountant. And, you know, the truth is I can be left-brained for maybe about 5 minutes. You know, I can be logical. I can
do it longer than that.
I can take care of the numbers. And, you know, yes. I do, you know. Yes. But the idea of day in and day out being an accountant, oh, my gosh, it feels like I would be in prison.
Yes.
And I always felt shame as a result of that expectation that was not appropriate for me, because my dad didn't look at me at all. All he was thinking about was what's a good occupation to be successful in the world.
Yes. Yes. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Programming and the resulting out of control emotions keep us from using our intuition.
Yeah.
Traditional ways of lie detection and judging character are flawed, but they can be overcome with the ecosystem approach.
Because you use your intuition as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of clearing and knowing your unique story is necessary to be objective about others.
And I want to say, this is the most important one of all here,
everyone. Self-knowledge, yes.
Is that self-knowledge. When you know your own story, when you can, you know, see you for who you are. And by the way, yes, it takes time, but start today and use the ecosystem approach to do it, because that is what develops your intuition and being able to judge character and overcome misinformation.
And so the last one is the ecosystem approach is the key to developing intuition and being able to judge character to overcome misinformation.
Love it. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about developing intuition and how we do it and some interesting notes about learning intuitive specialties. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough 5-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're talking about developing intuition, how we developed our intuition, as well as intuitive specialties. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, so how do you develop intuition and what people call emotional intelligence? Now, we've not talked about a lot of emotional intelligence yet.
You know, and it's basically the same thing.
Okay.
So here are the basics.
All right.
You apply the ecosystem approach.
Okay.
Which means you're seeing your life in terms of energy and focusing on uncovering your authentic self. You resist programming and apply energy techniques first. You clear specifically, constantly, and consistently. You use the Enneagram to target the negative energy in your essence. And then you practice listening to the subtle twinges of emotion that come from essence when you're using your intuition.
Okay.
You know, when your intuition develops, so does your emotional intelligence, with more insight into who you are. And not only who you are in your own story and your strengths and weaknesses, but about other human behavior, which is essential for intuition. You can't be intuitive, have that natural lie detector without being a really good, accurate observer of human nature.
Yes.
They two go hand in hand. They're like,
absolutely. You know. Absolutely. And I just want to back up just one thing. When you start to develop your intuition, and when you start to understand yourself and your story, I guarantee you, you're going to see things you're not going to like. There's no two ways about it. Oh, I don't like that about myself. I'm not going to tell you my things.
And you're going to suppress.
He already does. But anyway,
you're suppressing it for a reason, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. But here's the best part: you can clear all the energy that you give to that, whatever it is you don't like about yourself, so you can stop giving that part of yourself energy, and then you can, the other things start to blossom.
Lying to yourself takes energy.
A lot more than people know, because here's the worst part. We don't always remember, some more than others, but we don't always remember the lie that we told, and we don't even know where the lie started or why.
Yes.
And those are some of the things that we find out.
Yes.
It's phenomenal and fascinating, by the way. You know, like we can do the, oh, I hate that about me. Well, clear that hate about me, that kind of thing.
Well, and, you know, I just thought about this.
Okay.
You know, and this is personal to you, of course.
Oh, oops.
But one of the things that I know that Patricia's mother shamed her for using her intuition.
Yeah.
And she told her not to talk about it, you know, like it was something dirty or bad.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to, you know, in the beginning when we started to do this work, one of the things that would like throw a stake in the spokes of Patricia's intuition was someone would say, either that's not true or you missed it completely.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one.
And so she would try and prove herself, you know, and with all the experience that we've had over the years, one of the things that we see is that we say, well, we see this, this, and this. And a lot of people say, well, no, that's not me.
Yeah, no, that's not me. I've never seen that.
That's not accurate.
Yeah, that's not accurate. And, but I want you to know, we've had several of those come back and say, I just wanted to tell you, you were right.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the, they want us to collude with the lying that they're telling themselves.
Exactly. And I just want to say, one of the things I didn't like about myself was that I didn't trust my intuition enough to know that, you know, when somebody said that wasn't true, that it wasn't about me, it was about them.
Yes. Remember that one client, and she started out with me, and then she started working with Patricia because she felt more comfortable, but you know, she'd come out of a session and say, I'd say, well, how are you feeling? She said, you know, this isn't working for me. And that would just, that would just drive me nuts, you know? And I thought she just needed more information, which of course is part of my story.
Right,
you know,
it's not her.
Well, what she was saying was that it didn't feel good. And
she didn't like it.
And we understand that because we were uncovering stuff that she was trying to hide from herself.
Exactly.
You know, now we're, you know, this confidence, you know, frankly, I think that's why we're so good now, is because we have this confidence that comes from being, you know, using our intuition for so long.
Absolutely.
That we can see, you know, that a lot of these things, when people lie to themselves, they're lying to us too, and they want us to.
And they want us to go along with it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but one of the things we've uncovered is we're not going to do that.
Yeah. When we figure out ways to say that in a way that's nice and not, you know, not harsh, but
right.
You know, and people that have stuck with it have been very pleasantly surprised. But here's the thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
You know, both Patricia and I are different in terms of how we apply our intuition. Mm-hmm. We specialize in a way. For example, I love big picture stuff. I'm more of a visionary. I'm more factual, left brain.
He also blows up negative energy, but go ahead.
Yes. I'm very harsh with I'm very, very male with negative energy.
Very much so.
Patricia's more detailed, personal. Mm-hmm. She's emotional. She's artistic. She's a communicator. You know, when we do past life things, you know, usually Patricia takes it because she'll build this whole story. I remember the one woman who you told her about the red shoes, and she thought that was so neat because she loved red shoes, and now those red shoes had something to do with a past life. It was just amazing.
Yes.
You know, I'm more cut and dried. Oh yeah, you had trauma in your past life. You had shame in your past life. You know,
let's clear it.
You know, and people want the story, and I don't care about the story. I don't care about the damn shoes. You know, if someone had red shoes, I don't care. You know,
but you know, there's something else people might want to know about you and I. You know, when he and I we do a lot of work together, by the way. You know, not just the radio show. We do all kinds of things.
Intuitive work together.
Absolutely. And one of the things that Jason and I have made very, you know, we love what we do. And if you hadn't noticed just by listening to us, we need to clear that because you can tell we have a great, you know, time. But one of the things that we've discovered, and it was, we didn't mean it. It wasn't like we called it this way or called it out this way. I do a lot of the communicating with other, I'm going to say,
on the other side. Yeah.
On the other side. And Jason does, he helps me interpret what I see. And it's a really big deal because it really helps us not only help ourselves, but it helps us help others.
It's funny, whenever we do that, the dogs want to be next to us.
Oh.
Yes. You know, and one other thing, you know, there are occupations where people develop specific intuition, like policemen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, determine when the people are lying. But the problem is that that's not organic. That's not natural in the way that we're talking about, because they can go home. Mm-hmm. They can tell if someone's lying, but then they have no emotional intelligence when they're dealing with their kids or their family.
Right.
And in fact, it can sometimes just the opposite.
Yeah.
So you have to use the ecosystem approach. It's all holistic. You have to do it all. Okay. So should we do the
Let's do the key points, Jason. Wait, that's my line. Oh, okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Applying the ecosystem approach always helps maintain intuition in a natural and organic way.
Yes.
Intuition and emotional intelligence are closely related, and the development is always with the ecosystem approach.
Wait a minute. I want you to I want you to say that one more time.
Intuition and emotional intelligence are always closely related, and the development is always by using the ecosystem approach.
Which is amazing for all of us, not just ourselves, but everyone.
Then intuition naturally specializes based on personality, natural ability, and talents. That clearing specifically, constantly, and consistently is the key to intuition and overcoming misinformation.
Love it. Absolutely. Absolutely love it. So Jason, let's tell people how we do our energy work for those of them who have not connected with us before.
So we're going to do clearings in the next segment. So this is how you do it. Basically, you just sit where you are, set your intention to help yourself and to others. Okay. If we clear something that doesn't apply to you, it doesn't matter. Just clear it. It won't hurt you. Mm-hmm. And so use your mind's eye when we say, gather up a certain emotion or a veil, an illusion or whatever. Gather that up in your body. Blow it into a trash can. If you don't have an actual trash can, make an imaginary trash can, and then take a gentle breath. No hyperventilating.
Yeah.
And then we go on to the next emotion.
Okay. And then after we do that, then we activate life force. It is the most powerful, amazing energy that anyone has access to. And by the way, we all have the right to use this. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force. We're going to call it in, have it come in all the way, call it in and have it come in through the top of our head and go down our torso, down our arms, go all the way down our legs. And then I like to stop it at the tips of our toes, turn it around. And when we exhale out, sounds like this. What we're going to do is we're going to blow out any negative energy left behind, because we all know there is negative energy everywhere. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help change the energy to see through the misinformation and start developing intuition. We're going to show you how to do that. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to change the energy to see through misinformation and start developing intuition. Here we go. You ready to get started?
So we're going to do these clearings. Just follow along with us. Breathe when we say breathe, and you'll be doing the clearing. It's that simple. So here we go.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that believing the misinformation comes from blocked intuition. So gather up all those veils and illusions, blow them into that trash can, gentle breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my out of control emotions that make it hard to trust my intuition. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can commit to myself to remove the negative energy for better self-understanding, for self-knowledge. Gather up all those barriers, blow them into the trash can.
And to eliminate my fear of removing out-of-control emotions because of the false belief, by the way, misinformation, that they protect me, that I have to stay mad at something or be hurt by something because that those are the rules. I release and let go all of that misinformation and that negative energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my pride that says, I don't have any out of control emotions. And to eliminate my numbness that says, I don't have any out of control emotions.
By the way, numbness is an out of control emotion because it means you're not dealing with your emotions.
Yes.
Take a breath. Here's a good one right after that. This is a great. So, and to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that self-understanding leads to real objectivity, not only for myself, but also in the world. Breathe.
And to eliminate the barrier so that I can see that self-understanding leads to better intuition and character judgment. Take a breath.
Here's out of all the clearings today, this is probably the best one in my opinion. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that I have to clear my negative energy / negative emotions before I have objectivity, before I can have true, authentic objectivity about whatever the situation is. Take a breath.
And to eliminate my emotions, my out-of-control emotions, my numbness that makes me want to believe something is true, whether it is or not.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see negative energy in the world and in myself leads to the acceptance of misinformation. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier, so I can see that overcoming misinformation requires that I remove my negative energy. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that says, you know, this is just too hard. I think I'll just leave it the way it is. It's okay if I'm miserable. It's okay if I'm angry. When the truth is, no, it's not. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the acceptance or the resistance or the fear of my own authentic emotional story.
Take a breath.
And to eliminate my worries and anxieties about the state of misinformation in the world. Take a breath. Blow it into that trash can.
By the way, he wrote that one for me today. Take a breath. Thank you, dear. Jason, should we activate some life force?
Let's do that.
All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use this most powerful energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can have the confidence to know all my problems are from negative energy and can be cleared.
Boy, there's a concept. Take a breath. Let it go all the way to the tips of your toes. Now turn it around and blow it out. Negative energy. And to activate life force so I can have the confidence that I have, that I can have objectivity and overcome misinformation and be better for it. Take a breath, easy, right in through the top of your head. Positive life force energy. Let it go all the way down to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and let that life force energy help you get rid of some more negative energy. Blow it out.
And to activate life force so I can trust that self-knowledge is the key to good character judgment.
Love it. Breathe. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and have fun and laugh and love. Love others and love myself. Be peaceful, have great health, and enjoy everything that I do. Starting right now, take a nice breath, pull in that life force energy right through the top of your head. Let it go all the way down your body, tips of your toes. Turn it around. Any negative energy that's left, blow it out. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
You know, this is a really serious subject. You know, today we're met with the news of two mass shootings over the weekend. And the topic for next week is mass shootings. You know, how do you live with the possibility of a mass shooting for yourself or your family? How do you overcome the fear? You know, and we're not going to philosophize as much as just talk about the energy of it and what to do.
Yeah.
And also, you know, this may surprise you, but we're going to talk about what to do in a dangerous shooting situation and also what you can do as a parent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, spoiler alert, it's not to tell your child, don't worry about it.
Yeah. Okay. Probably not going to work. All right. If some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
If you really want a better life, you know, the way to do that is to start clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. You know, and the way to do that is to first sign up for our newsletter. Every week we have clearings in the newsletter that refer to the topic that we've talked about. Mm-hmm. And if you want to apply the ecosystem approach to your life, this is the way to do it. Sign up for that newsletter. Go do it right now. Mm-hmm. We're at www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and your email address. It's absolutely free. We do the newsletter once a week. And if you want to send us a note, if you've gotten a benefit from this show about misinformation or any of our other shows, you know, go to Jason and Patricia at livinglighter.org. And the last thing is, you know, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org on Facebook. I like to be liked. Everybody, when I get liked, it just makes my whole day. It's part of my emotional story.
Okay.
And so do that for me, if you would.
We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.